Hey, mate. It's Eng here. This is a live show that we recorded at the at Improv Theatre Sydney in Redfern in Sydney. We had some great guests, Cam James, Concetta Caristo, Jen Carnevale. And look, as with all of our live shows, there's not really... I've listened back to this app. You can understand everything that is being said. The quality of the sound is great, mostly. There's a couple of times where we become convinced that there is feedback happening in the speakers. I've done my best to reduce it for you listening at home, and I don't think you can really tell what's happening. But what there is a couple of segments where we stop to move the speakers and the chairs around in the space. Anyway, you can just fast forward through those bits if you want. Also, there is a bit where I think it could be confusing, because Concetta, who's one of the guests, is talking to her boyfriend in the audience. His name is also Ben, as obviously Ben Jenkins' name is Ben. And so you'll hear Concetta talking about... Anyway, I'm sure through context clues you would have worked it out, but I just wanted to be clear. Anyway, thank you to everyone who came to the show. We had such a fun time. We're going to try and start recording some more eps, but also record some more live eps, I think... starting next year. We want to try and make it a more regular thing in that space at ITS. We'll maybe more on that as we plan it and stuff. But yeah, it was great to see everyone there. And this is a really, really fun ep. Anyway, so enough of me. I don't think I have anything to plug. So on with the show.
Please welcome to the stage the hosts of Free to a Good Home. It's Michael and Ben.
Thanks for coming. I was going off to our lovely tech Hayden, who was calling us out. Anyway,
hello, everyone. You fucked me.
We got a 2-minute warning, and I said, Ben, let's go stand by.
Yeah.
The stage.
And I said, 2 minutes, that's enough time for a quick wee and to grab a new beer. I only got to do one of them. I'm going to be a mess.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for coming. We're recording tonight on my iPhone. Now,
wait, really?
Thanks so much for coming.
Really?
Well, I mean, we've got the camera at the back as well. So, Hayden, are we recording on the back? We are. So,
we certainly
theoretically,
are.
It should work. And but as we all know with this podcast, I mean, who fucking knows?
Where do I...
What? I reckon, do you want to sit on the far end or here? Do you want to be...
No, I want to be close to my friend Michael Hing.
Okay, we'll sit here then. Come on, buddy. Come on. Thank you all so much for coming. It's been a while. How are you all? You well?
Gosh, excellent. You guys are nothing on you, but you are close. You are close and you are lit.
So the reason we haven't done the podcast for a while is because Ben and I have been busy doing other stuff, you know. This is the least lucrative of our things that we do. But it does mean that, like, I was reflecting on this, Ben. It does mean that whenever we have done a run of, like, you know, 15 or 16 episodes in a row, it has been because one of us's life is falling apart.
No, you're absolutely right. We were, like, unbelievably productive during, I don't know if you remember this, anybody, but the coronavirus.
Actually, we had a bunch of American guests on while we were there, and some of them started reaching out to us, be like, oh, I've got another thing to promote. Can I come on the podcast again? And I had to email them back and be like, oh, our lives are too good to be podcasting. Yeah. Right? I don't know.
We are currently crushing it.
But it's really nice that you guys are here. Was anyone here at the live show we did in May, the comedy festival? It was going still? Yeah, great. Some of you were. Excellent. Thank you. I don't know. Did we ever end up putting that one out? I don't remember if that record worked. No, we didn't? Okay.
I broke a reasonably serious NDA during that podcast. So.
Oh, yes. Ben talked all about the Unabomber then.
I did. And, you know, the funny thing was, I have a really lovely neighbour who, like, always says, like, oh, let's go out and, like, have dinner with the kids, or let's go out and get a drink. And it never happens because our lives are very stressful. And she said to me, like, a week before the show, she was like, what are you doing next weekend? And I was like, oh, I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store. And she was like, oh, I'd love to come. I was like, yeah.
She didn't come, did she?
This is the thing. I was like, I'll put you on the door. So I put her on the door with a plus one. And then I was like, halfway through a bit, that I was like, this isn't going
gang. Was it about sucking off the Unabomber or whatever?
No, it was. Well, I don't think I ever said I'd suck him off, but I was like, the man, when you take away all the bombings, had something of a point. And at that moment when the audience is like doing that, where they're like, she like feels as, she felt like as illuminated as you find people. Just there with her lovely friend with like a glass of white wine, just going like, you know when you like take someone to a gig that's terrible? And they like start talking about the Unabomber in like a semi-positive light.
Yeah, yeah.
And this you've already paid for parking and like...
That's what happened when I took home to see Vampire Weekend. They wouldn't shut up about the Unabomber. Oh, Ezra, shut up. So, Ben, do you have any updates for our wonderful fans? And for, we've got, there's like, if you're looking for speeds, there looks like there's two randomly in the middle there. And if there's anyone else, and there's one there as well. There's a couple at the back if anyone wants to not sit on the, I'm going to say scum bar over there.
Yeah. You're only scum compared to these beautiful angels.
Who got here on time.
Yeah. Did you get here very early or very late? Or about the middle.
About the middle. All right, okay. Cool. Ben, do you have anything to update people on before we bring out our guests? What have you been doing? What's been so? I mean, people know what I've been doing because I'm on television. But what have you been doing?
Good.
Dynamic of this show has changed as my career has gotten better, hasn't it?
It's interesting because like when we started it, we were both kind of like,
I would say shitbags.
Shitbags. All right. I was maybe slightly less of it because I'd just gotten into just a shit kicker job in television while you were still working in bottle shops.
Of course.
And how the tides turn, Michael.
And you were very gracious about that when your career was better than mine.
Was I?
I can't remember really, but yeah. I think you would have been.
Yeah.
I have no such qualms. Anyway, no. What little things have you been doing, Ben?
Well, I've been really.
Then go to the park with your boys?
Yep, then I love them so very much. No, I've been doing career stuff aside because let's not talk about that. Yak. I just got back from the Gold Coast with the boys and Anya.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, has anyone ever been to the Gold Coast?
Of course. Did you take Du Bois to Warner Brothers Movie World, Hollywood on the Gold Coast?
I kept trying to get Moses to go to Warner Brothers Movie World, Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
And he wouldn't?
Well, here's the thing. We stayed in a resort, the Marriott. It's no big deal. I'm doing great. So, I mean, if I wasn't doing great, could we go to the Marriott? I don't think so. You don't, my point is you don't need to be cozying up to Steve Price to have a meaningful and lucrative... Anyway, the point is... We're at the Marriott Executive Suite, but again, that's not part of the story. Because often, like, you know, when you see someone on television, you don't understand the people behind the camera. Anyway. Just by round of applause, who's never heard the podcast before?
No. Hell yes. Fuck yeah. Incredible. I think this is a small enough crowd that mostly our podcast fan freaks bought the tickets first before it sold out. Who is the person? Who is the solitary clap? Hello, who have you been dragged here by? Oh, your friend. Wonderful. Okay. What's your name, newcomer?
Laura.
Hello, Laura. I'm Michael. This is Ben.
Yeah.
We do. Any other things? I'm doing very well. Ben's doing okay.
Yeah. Well, executive suite of the Marriott. Will we call it okay? I don't know. It's had a wonderful.
So you went to the Gold Coast.
So I went to the Gold Coast.
And why didn't you take them to the greatest place in
Well,
Hollywood?
This is the thing. So everybody but Laura will know that I have a very fancy little lad. He's like 4 years old. His name's Moses Jenkins, and he's the fanciest. I realized something about Moses the other day too, which is the great tragedy of Moses Coleman Jenkins is that he inherited my treat drive.
Yeah. But, so your lack of self control.
Yeah. But Anya's taste. So like every every hour and a half he'll just be like figs.
So whereas you could be sated by a pound of jelly beans from the chemist,
exactly,
he requires
and he has
mother
this real
him.
Fucking yen for like quince jam or whatever. Anyway, so we went to this resort and there was this beautiful pool there, part of that beautiful pool was a spa. It was the Gold Coast. It was like 31 degrees most days. And Moses was like, what's that? And I was like, that's a spa. It's like, you just, it's very hot. You don't need to. And he was like, I'd like to try that spa.
And bring me some olives for
me. And I was like, all right, man, try the spa, thinking that he would be like...
Oh, it's too hot.
Because it was a very hot day when he was like, I'll try the spa. He stayed in the spa for so long that he literally passed out.
sorry. I should not be laughing so hard at your son passing out.
I had to, like, he was wearing like one of those like little floaty jackets, and he was just like lay there. And he'd, like, float around the spa, and I'd, like, kind of nudge him, and he'd, like, kind of go around. And then, like, the bubbles got kind of brought him back around my way, and I went to nudge him again, and I was like, wait a minute, that child's unconscious. I scooped him up and put him on, like, a cabana chair.
Oh.
And this is all my way of saying that, like, he came to, and I was like, buddy, drink some water. You've been in the spa for too long. And he was like, hmm. And drank some water, and he was like, can we go back in the spa? And so, like, from that point on, that was, like, on the first day, it was, like, just...
That's all he wanted to do,
go in the
spa. How long were you in the Gold Coast for?
5 days. 5 days. Incredible. And by the end, he'd be sat there, and he's a very articulate little prince. He'd be sat there in his little floaty thing, and, like, adults would get in the spa. Spa not popular with children. There's, like, a water slide and, like, a beach inside the resort and, like... waterfalls and things like that, like not popular. Like they're doing that. Moses was just bobbing there, and adults would come in, and they'd say something like, "Oh, hello," and he'd be like, "Hi." And I remember once somebody was like, "Is it like to themselves, not to the child?" They were like, "Are there bubbles?" And Moses goes, "There's a switch." Without opening his eyes, there's a switch on the side. It's automatic. But we're having some quiet time.
Incredible. Wonderful. All right. Well, that is a delightful story about a boy who really is his father's son. Shall we bring in our guests?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone else, you would know them from, I don't know, television, comedy, radio, podcasts. Yep. Just a surfeit of things. Please welcome to the stage in no particular order, Cameron James, Concetta Caristo, and Jen Cannavale. Come on out, everyone. Oh, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
hello.
Are these feeding back a bit? Ooh, it's all right.
There's a little feedback.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm sensing a tension from the speaker. Anyway,
we could move back so we're not in front of the speakers.
That's probably a good idea. And then it'll be slightly less confronting for the front row.
Yeah.
There we go. That's probably better.
Leave this in the edit. Leave this in.
Now, Cam, you were on the last one of these we did, the last live one we did.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it at all? Because all I remember is Ben threatening to suck off the Unabomber or whatever.
I've been in so many of these, and they all blur together, but there's often someone sucking off the Unabomber or something to that effect going on. Now we're feeding back more.
Like, yeah. Worse. Yeah.
Oh. What if we squish? What if, like, squish you in? Squish?
Yeah. What? And maybe we should face this wall.
Hello.
Concetta, welcome back to the podcast. I think last time you were on, I had a fairly awkward conversation with you about being Italian. Don't know if you remember that.
I remember that. I don't even know if I was on that one, but I remember editing it and thinking...
I was trying to get to the punchline of wouldn't it be funny to do Aussie Sopranos, but it meandered through an earnest conversation about your Italian origin and...
If you set me up, I slam dunk it, you know? I make it earnest. Sorry, can you hear me? I feel quiet.
No, you're good. You're good. We could have a sound
Thank
check.
You.
Can we amplify the women, please?
That's kind of what I was going for. Yeah, anyways, being Italian kind of haunts me.
No!
It just follows me everywhere. I can't shake it. So you can ask me about it, yeah.
And this wasn't intentional, but the other woman we've booked on the show, also Italian.
Yeah! I'm like, I'm another Italian. There's nothing, don't. It's great.
No, I know it's
great. I mean,
great.
It's, you know...
What is it?
It's fine. It's good. To other people, exactly. I'll say it's
like
great.
Honestly, like being in a fun club.
Yeah.
And the club's full of pasta and a pizza.
And guys sexually assaulting you.
Yeah,
like when you walk past, they go, Mamma mia, ma! They start jerking off on the street and shit.
Just throw pasta at you.
We're gonna like infrasound our audience, and it's gonna be a massacre.
Yeah.
Just
what if we turn down? No. I mean, we're in a small room.
Hello. Yes, I'm gonna turn each of you down, and we'll do a quick sound check. But a round of applause for a sound check, everybody. Can I get Michael Hing?
No, don't applaud. It'll set off the feedback.
That's true.
All right. So this is me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's booming a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you think? Yeah.
It's like to there. Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Right.
Cam, you do that.
Here we are.
Anyway, Jen, how are you? What's been happening?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. How's... Yeah, yeah.
I think that'll be good.
Lala. It's gonna be like a dog in that...
The dog in the what? His master's voice.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm here.
I know.
Thank God there's another white fellow on this panel too.
Oh, okay. For
now,
people,
I know that wait, is the HMV wait. Logo, but it's not. It's something yeah. far greater than that.
It's the it is the HMV logo, but it's also something else that neither of us really know. But it's called his master's voice.
Sorry, for
yes.
people under the age of, I would say, 38.
35.
Okay, 35, sorry.
Actually, by round of applause, who here ever went to a shop and bought a CD?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, that's a different question.
Who has never done that?
Okay.
Okay. Same question, but for porno mags.
Before we crack into the podcast, Jen, when people are on the podcast for the first time, we have a question we ask them, which is, this is a podcast about classifieds.
Yes.
Nominally. Jen Cannavale, have you ever bought or sold anything on the internet?
Yeah, I had to sell. My mum was, like, getting rid of all this stuff that she had in her cupboard that, you know, mums, like, have no idea where it's all come from. And she had this weird cape, and she's like, I don't know where this is from, but I don't
so,
want
did you
it.
Say cape?
Cape.
Do you think it was like a...
Not like Batman cape.
Like a costume cape or like a fashion cape?
I would call it costume. People thought it was fashion. It was very heightened.
Well, why is it not like a Batman cape?
A cape. Because Batman... It's not like cartoon.
Like it's not bulletproof. It's
like, wait, what colour was it?
Like a deep purple.
It Whoa. Sounds a bit like a Batman cape.
I know, the more I say, I'm like, maybe that's why it was so sought after. But my mum was like, just get rid of all this shit for me. And so I put it on a bunch of pages on Facebook, like Marketplace and like mm-hmm. Pay It Forward pages. And there's nothing wrong with people called Jessica. But there was like...
What an intriguing way to start a sentence.
Jessica's writing to me from different pages, and I didn't know this, and I had never sold anything before, and I just wanted to get rid of it. So I'd said yes to someone, and then someone else was like, I'm coming to get it, and someone else had written on a post, and I was just like, ah! And then I
Did
got
Did the person
rid of it.
Say, I'm coming to get it before you instigated anyway?
Yeah, she's like, I know where you are, yeah. and I'm coming to get it. They got the signal. But I was like, okay, so I got rid of it, and then this woman started messaging me going, did you give it to Jessica S? And I was like, oh, hi, like thinking that they knew Jessica S. I'm like, yeah, thanks, they picked it up. Sorry, it's gone. And she was like, you violated page group rules by giving it to Jessica S. Jessica S. shouldn't have written to you directly. And she does this all the time.
You have no idea what you've done.
You need to
That was
tell
the final
her.
Piece that she yeah. needed.
It escalated so fast. She was like, you need to tell her to return it. Yeah. I'm going to have you blocked on all these pages. It got to the stage where I was like, you're harassing me and I don't feel comfortable. And she was like, ha, ha, ha. This isn't harassment. And I was like, oh my God, it's a cape.
You think this is harassment?
Yeah. It like got so fucking wild for a cape. And I was just like blocking people and deleting pages, like changing my name. She was like, I know you deleted the post. I saw that's also against the rules. You're not going to be able to sell anything on that. And I'm just like, oh my fuck. Like a purple, like who? Why? And they were all Jessicas, and I just will not deal with them anymore. And
wow.
So that was my one and only experience
Incredible.
Selling something on Marketplace. Never again.
Do we think that the Jessica was actually a pseudonym for Bruce Wayne? And he was upset because he wanted the cape?
No, it really possible. Does sound like Jessica S. was like, she already had like the tiara from like Marrickville, and she already had like the boots of destiny from like Urko, and like if she just got one last item. That was just this group of Jessicas had just formed to thwart her.
Yeah, and there was like history with those Jessicas that has no part in my life. And I was just, yeah.
Were you made privy to the history?
It freaked me out. No, I was just like blocking them. I was like, I don't want you to see me ever again. I was like freaked out.
What group was it?
So, because you can elect to put them on. So it was on Marketplace and like a pay it forward page, and that's where it went.
Yeah. Oh. There was also this like page called Insane Women.
Yeah. Insane Women Who Love Capes and Capes Forever. No, but I was on like, it was one of the pay it forward pages, and I hadn't used it before. And this woman was just like, this is violation of community rules.
What's pay it forward? Does that mean it's
free? You can
free?
Give it for free. Because my mum was just like, get rid of this crap for me. Like, I don't want it. I'm like, okay. And now I'm like, fuck no. Like, it's scary. People are scary about capes. It's full on.
Slight tangent here, but is pay it forward, was that coined by the Kevin Spacey, Haley Joel Osment film?
Surely not.
Because I don't remember encountering it prior to that. Like,
yeah, I'd never heard the term bucket list before the movie Bucket List, or the term Forrest Gump before Forrest Gump. So maybe. Hollywood's crazy, man.
Has anyone worn a cape recently?
Jessica S, and she's here tonight. You know the lady cackling and sort of like sparkling with like manic electricity? Yeah.
All right, should we get into the classifieds, Ben? Have you gone for us?
Well, you see, the thing about that, Michael, is because you...
I handed it to you backstage.
I know, and you brought me on so fucking quickly that I freaked out.
Oh, no.
And
did you left it behind?
I left it, but I can go get it.
No, I'll get it up on my phone.
No, I'll go get it.
Ben, you had so much warning. I was there. Michael said, Ben, we're going to go on in 2 minutes. And then he went, Ben, in about a minute, we're going to go on. And then he was standing at the door going, Ben, we're about to go on.
And then the door was closing.
Yeah.
All right.
What were you doing in there?
I was just having a nice little think. You know, sometimes it's nice to just have a think.
Yeah.
You know, just by yourself in a green room.
Ben, do you have a classic for us?
I do. Was that an edit point? Because I refuse. So this was taken from UCS Santa Barbara on their Reddit. I assume that's like a college, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world, Santa Barbara.
And this is a
check it out.
This is a general question.
Saint Barbara, that's what it means. Beautiful, beautiful saint, beautiful, beautiful woman.
So the title goes like this.
Really beautiful.
Well, also this is by, I assume, a burner account, although maybe not. It's by user Need to Come. Actually, the way it's spelled, Need to Come. Seriously, where can I masturbate? Question mark. I am a freshman.
We were only freshmen.
In Santa Rosa dorms, and one of my roommates is an international student who just skips class and plays League of Legends
Hell
in our
yes,
room
brother.
For a literal minimum of 16 hours a day. He never gets his groceries delivered. He even gets his groceries delivered and he eats all his meals at his desk, so he literally never leaves the room for more than like 5 minutes. 10 minutes if he decides to shower that day.
Oh my God.
Aside from my room, the only other place that I thought I could masturbate is the shared bathrooms. But nutting on the public shower floor just seems so disgusting and heinous.
Oh, what a gentleman.
It's been like 3 weeks, and at this point, I can literally feel a pressure.
If he thought he was being coy,
inside my pubic region, whenever I sit down.
Like when you're busting to pee.
Yeah, maybe he needs to piss.
I haven't pissed in 3 weeks.
Does anyone know a place I can go to masturbate? Seriously.
Now, Cam, you've obviously spent some time in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I have. Do I know some places he can masturbate there? Yeah, the beach, baby. Float out past the break, lay on your back.
Sure.
Look up at the clouds.
That's what that airplane's up to.
Because for me, like, pissing in the ocean is like...
Fair game.
Well, it is, but you also feel like you want to kind of like swim away from people. Yeah.
Sure.
Hang on, are you about to ask, is it okay to jerk off
well,
into?
I'm just saying, like, the reason.
Triton's domain.
I'm just saying the reasons that I find it fine to piss in the ocean, primarily dilution.
Sure.
And it's not cum.
Yeah. Jen raises a good point.
Thank you.
Because you'd be arrested. I mean, I don't know if lifeguards can arrest you.
No, yeah. I was a lifeguard for a time, and I'll tell you what, if someone was joking... Someone ran up to the tent and was like, hey, somebody's jerking off in the ocean. I would honestly just be like, well, I have a first aid kit.
Getting on one of those like red boards, running, jogging down. Be like, I wasn't jerking off, I was caught in a rip. I was trying to signal to you.
You like wrap the cock in gauze.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to piss on the cock. Oh,
it's jellyfish rules.
So wait, can I just ask a question? So this guy, he shares a room, or yes. He has his own room?
No, he's
literally in a room.
Did you think that this guy had his own room, but this guy was just coming into his room to play League of Legends? Because in that case, just ask him to leave.
So he needs a place bad, this guy.
Yeah, so he has a shared, like, I imagine if watching American films has taught me anything, it's like a very small... room with two beds and some Nirvana posters and like an M.C. Escher drawing and nowhere
a French cat one as well.
Nowhere to jerk off.
And do you think it needs to be a place outside of this? We need to think public but private, like a cupboard.
Absolutely.
Sorry. A little wank cupboard.
What kind of public but private cupboard? Like,
well, the Narnia one for a start.
I think
that's the definition of a public-private.
All cupboards are public but private. If you're
that is true.
Yeah, but
he's in them.
Yeah.
It sounds like his roommate wouldn't notice anyway.
Well, this was my thing.
League of Legends is an engrossing game.
Yeah, because you play 16 hours of League of Legends a day when you're in...
Actually, this was my roommate in college. It was you, Ben. It was actually you.
Oh, yeah. I knew. Yeah. But there's music, isn't there?
There's music, and I would think that if you're playing in a team setting, you probably have a Discord, so you've got a microphone and a headset on. Like, you probably wear
a camera?
No, there would be no camera.
Okay, well,
but what I'm saying is you'd be mostly playing League of Legends with headphones on, I imagine.
Yeah.
And so if someone was to, like, in their own bed behind you out of your vision, jerk off,
no.
I wouldn't want them to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I would notice if I was playing League.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But you could turn around at any second and then you'd be caught.
And maybe that's part of it. That becomes part of it. I mean, it might awaken something for him. But I want to go back to the cupboard if we can, Chet, because I'm really drawn in by that idea. I think this guy needs to just invest in a like business shirt, tie and some slacks and then just walk into office buildings around. Yes, Barbara. Hey, I'm the new guy. spend the morning fraternizing and then go, anyway, I got to hit the John.
I don't think we've come up with a better solution than jerk off in the ocean. Get up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As you say, like swim. Hello, surfers.
Hello, dolphins. Like just.
Mind the cum.
If you jerk off in your car on the street at 4 in the morning and it's dark, is that illegal?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I don't think the darkness has hits.
Do you know what? My
I don't know because. Shut up, it would because, like, if you did the exact same thing, but it's 3 p.m. on a school day, that's illegal, right?
Yeah.
So if it's dark.
What do you think? If it's a school zone.
You just can't jerk off very fast.
I love that the cops, like, it's like 1 a.m. Just. Leave the boy alone.
So it is illegal.
Because, like, honestly, my, like, first instinct was, Chet, you idiot, of course it's illegal.
Oh.
And now...
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because if you jerk off in a Winnebago...
Yeah.
Hang on, you can't jerk off in a Toyota Yaris on the side of the road.
Yeah, but you could jerk off in a... definitely. Caravan. You could definitely, like, if somebody told me they were arrested for jerking off in their own caravan, I would go full, like, sovereign citizen...
Yeah.
Getting tased in the family court.
I'm 100% with you on this. Like, if there's a chemical toilet in your car, you're allowed to come in it, I think. And just drawers, if there's drawers and shit.
If you got newspaper.
Yeah.
And take, because I think the opacity of the Winnebago is what means you can jerk off.
It's a big part of it.
To be very clear, if you are like in a Winnebago and the blinds are up, and again, you're in a school zone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to the paint for you on that. Like,
but then what if you lived on a ground floor apartment and your blinds were up and you were in your own home?
That's a good point.
Masturbating. Is that illegal?
Good point. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is more how this is a personal question. What do you feel more like exposed by? Living in an apartment and like walking around naked and maybe you know your neighbors can see you naked, or your neighbors hearing you have sex and the sounds and the things that you might say.
Oh, which is naked.
More seeing naked things more
or no, way worse.
Okay, I want to go down the line. Go.
I
side or sound?
I would rather be seen than heard.
Yeah. Really?
Hang on, you're not talking about. Hang on. Yeah. You're not crazy. Talking about because no. The genius chat of this question is that it's complex.
Yeah.
Because you're
it
talking about
came
being
from my real life.
Yeah. Because you're not saying, would you rather your neighbours see you have sex or hear you have sex? You're saying, would you rather your neighbours see you in a nude but non-sexual context?
Yes.
Or be able to hear you have a presumably nude sex?
Yeah.
Guys, have you ever had nude sex?
They should call it that.
I don't want to get too kinky here, but if you take off all the clothes, that's when you see some
So you're saying you'd rather be seen naked?
I'd rather be seen naked.
Yes.
Than
yep. Okay.
Her. Yeah, seen naked, but hurt. I'd rather.
Oh,
yeah.
You think it's more crazy?
I would rather them just hear.
Yeah.
Okay. And you?
I'm way less embarrassed by the hearing, but also just because I know, like, I'm not making crazy
sounds
say,
you're
in
not
there.
Saying crazy.
No, neither
shit,
am I.
Are you?
I don't.
Just so we're clear. Like, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, man. You've already locked your answer in, so we know that you.
I'm not doing anything I'm ashamed of in there.
Well, I've heard you, and you should.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're saying, I, Michael Hing, am about to ejaculate. Yeah. And it feels amazing!
No!
What's all you gotta try this?
Holy dooly, this is fun!
George! Arthur! Oh, guys, you gotta come! You've gotta try coming!
It'd be so funny if then you hear the neighbors shout back at you, "Love, long live the Hing."
Question yes. About something you just said.
Yes.
Oh, it's fun.
When,
to ask questions.
When you did that,
I was banging
said,
on. Was
yeah,
banging
no, 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 no.
Okay.
But when you gave your neighbours the name George and Martha.
No. I was
you,
calling. Out
I know. I know.
The neighbours George and Martha.
Yeah. When you did that, were you consciously referencing George and Martha from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I've never read Virginia Woolf.
It's not. It's not by Virginia Woolf. It's she never wrote a poem called that. It's by Edward Albee.
No, yeah, sorry, I've never read Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. But is it a story about jerking off?
Well,
it's about her being afraid of being heard coming, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Or seen naked.
It was just quite a remarkable coincidence. Because for a moment I was like, oh, we've got a real Albie head.
I think I was just going for generic neighbour name.
Yeah, maybe Albie was as well. Yeah. So you just never
and
know.
Can I add something, Michael? Generic white person names. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be weird if I was like, not bang on, and they were like specifically Korean?
Nasia! I don't think
hey,
it'd be weird.
Ban Ki-moon. Like, what?
What?
Hang on, there's. So hang on, there's like white people names and Ban Ki-moon.
I was just thinking of a Korean name. I didn't want to go with a generic Korean name because the one I was thinking of was obviously Kim because it's a very common one, but I thought that might be racist. So I thought, who's
so
the
just
famous
went
Korean
straight
person?
To Ban Ki-moon.
So with former UN, I think, Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon.
Yeah. It's like when I couldn't remember your dad's name at the wedding and I was just like, such a beautiful service, Deng Xiaoping.
Ken, do you have one for us?
Oh, just before we move on, because this is so good.
I'm stuck on it.
Like, I can't stop thinking of alternate solutions now. And you know how, like, in Japan there's those sleep pods?
Yep.
Do we think, like, jack pods are, like...
Is
that
guy?
Yeah.
100% wank pods and stuff like that in
are
Japan
they?
And Korea and stuff. Are you
hang on.
Well, they don't call them, like...
Yeah, that was my question.
But they're like, come and hang out alone for an hour in a room with
porn. Oh, yeah, you're wanking.
I mean...
No, we have this, don't we? In Australia... What
we
they
have
called?
This?
No, you have like a... What, you go to a pornography store and then you go, come out with this DVD
like
on.
Like a booth.
Oh, my God, really? Booth.
I don't think we still have that.
It's so old school, Chet.
We should tell this guy. Someone tell
let's
him.
Let's go to a porno theater.
Oh my God!
Isn't it called like a peep show? It's like a peep show, right? Like you go in, you pay.
But it's not like a live person.
I don't know any way to ask this of an audience without outing you as an enormous sicko pervert. But do we still do those where you pay you put a quarter in and then you
click, then your curtain opens?
I think you'd have to be into it as a kink at this stage because the effort to go and do that is surely great.
Well, no, because the bottle shop we worked.
Yeah,
in.
We did not.
God.
I can tell you, we did not have one of those booths.
In the cool room behind the stack of VB, there was no. That bottle shop that we worked in was very classy. It was on Pitt Street in the city, and it's between...
In Koreatown.
In Koreatown. Again, not relevant, but... although occasionally Ban Ki moves. It was between, like, two... It was between two sex shops. And one time I went in there to buy a funny present for a friend.
Yeah, and by...
wink, wink.
Dildo, and by friend, you mean asshole.
A funny present.
That was such a time in your life when you're 18, you're like, you know what would be hilarious? If we buy something that will make our friend cum. Ha, ha, ha. Let's all laugh about the fact that they're going to enjoy themselves with this. It's so weird.
I think anal beads.
Yeah, enjoy that.
I think this stands the test of time. It was for a friend's 21st.
Okay.
And I told all of our friends we were getting him an Xbox. And I collected about $350 from all of our friends.
Including me.
And then I went and...
Didn't have a lot of money at that point.
And then
now. I don't know if I told you. I don't know if you heard. But we went to the Marriott.
I went to the sex store and purchased a fleshlight from the sex shop for $350.
Wow.
For our friend.
So that is for anybody... Because everyone's like, oh, yeah, what's that? It's like a prosthetic vagina.
Yeah, it's sort of shaped like a torch. I mean, everyone knows what a fleshlight is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To this podcast.
Yeah.
And the reason it's shaped like a torch... is because the round bit is where the vagina goes, and the rest is just a cum reservoir, as my understanding, slash handle.
To make love to.
Yeah. Anyway, we were worried that he would throw it out because he wouldn't want this thing. So he had his... So when we gave it to him, we had his full name, date of birth, and phone number engraved on it. So that if... it did ever get thrown out, it would be returned, I assume, by a vigilant garbage man.
Because they do go through the garbage to see if anybody's accidentally thrown out a prosthetic.
It would be returned to Tom Walker. And anyway, I went into the shop.
It was Tom.
Yeah, it was
no,
Tom.
But does he still have it?
He does. It's in a... he and Demi have a...
glass
cabinet.
Yeah.
They have a cabinet on in their lower... in their house... that is called the Cabinet of Cursed Objects, I think. And it's got all the fuck things their awful
That's
fans send them.
So
it's a
good.
Lot of, like, dolls.
Yeah,
and
like
those fucking two people who go and find ghosts and all the movies are based on them. And the doll.
Conjuring people.
Yeah,
those
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
And then also the fleshlight that we get, that all of us.
Oh, my God. They should make an Annabelle fleshlight.
That's what I mean.
They should.
About them.
What? They should make that.
Yeah. That
my friend is...
Let's mercifully move on from this.
I think we should.
But also just one thing. One time on the radio, we were like, what's the craziest thing you found on a train? And someone called in and they said half of a sex doll, like a sex doll that's just meant to be half of a woman's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
half.
Like crazy. Like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Hang on, was it destroyed or was that how
no,
it
no, that's
how they
built.
Sell it.
It's like just built I like this. Do you know a full sex doll? You know, half price, just down here.
Cheaper option.
Yeah, pretty
hang
cool.
On, before you read, I'm just going to, would anybody like a drink? Because I'm going to go get a beer.
Can I get some water, please?
Well, no, I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right. Thank you.
Not to be a diva and everything, but just some water. Okay. My thing is, I think it's on official Aberdeen buy and sell page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, Aberdeen, if anyone's listening.
The title is Old Bacon. And then it says Cockbridge underneath. I don't know what that means. That might be a place.
I think so.
I have some old bacon I don't need anymore. I won't eat it, but it's a terrible waste. I won't see it binned. It's a long story, but it's safe and clean.
I'm dying to hear the story. They gotta add that.
Pick up only. I can't deliver as I'm under house arrest.
Oh my god!
Oh, cheers.
And so, do you guys eat meat? I think yeah. You guys eat meat, right? Would you be interested in free? I imagine it's free bacon. Free bacon?
Oh yeah.
Would you be interested in free bacon yeah. from a potential? I mean, a criminal, I guess.
I'd like to know the crime before I do that. Is bacon that time? Yeah.
What's the long story? It's fresh and clean.
The long story. I stole a bunch of bacon.
Yeah, I'm like, we're just cooking and then you got overwhelmed and you're like, I give up. Like, what is the long story?
Maybe they didn't know that bacon was meat. Maybe they were like, fuck, this new fruit looks crazy.
It's one of those ones where it's like the specificity that troubles me. You know what I mean?
It's safe.
And clean.
The
like,
safe part is a bit upsetting. It's yeah. safe. What's going to do to you that it's, when's bacon dangerous? No.
I think if it was...
Is it in a packet?
No, it's raw.
Oh, it's just like loose bacon.
It's loose. It's not... It's, not
it's loose bacon that's safe.
No, dude.
Yeah, no.
They got to put it in a packet.
But also he said, I won't eat it.
And there's a hook next to it.
I've...
Oh, yeah. Knife. And is what? That a knife?
That's a hook
that's
and a knife,
giant
for sure.
Knife. No.
Oh, he's killed a pig.
He's killed something and yep. he's saying it's bacon. No.
You're so right.
You think he's killed, like, not a...
Something.
He's killed, like, a dog.
Yeah, or a person. Mm. He's on house arrest.
But if he's on house arrest, that doesn't mean he can't cook bacon. That's the troubling thing for me.
Just like, to be clear,
exactly why does he have to...
I don't know a lot about the Scottish justice system, but I think if you killed a person, you wouldn't be under house arrest.
Yeah. No,
I think you'd be under regular arrest.
No, my theory is he did something that he got caught for, but it's, like, something mundane, like stole bread. But the serious
to, like,
thing,
to feed his family.
Yeah. But the real thing he actually does is, like, cut up and preserve people.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of horror.
Corrections lately, officers, probably, who are coming to,
like,
check on him.
Slice them up and preserve them. He's pretending it's bacon. And it's, like, his ex-wife or something.
Shouldn't we be, like...
My theory.
Shouldn't we be obsessed with him that, like, he cares enough about food waste not to waste it?
Well, this is the thing. If he hasn't done
is
the
it Craig Rucastle?
yeah, this is Craig.
No, there's... How many pieces is it?
Like, there's about like seven
six,
pieces. I think. Six,
seven? Yeah.
Freeze it. I can't tell if that's something as a society in this climate that we should be like proud of, like that someone's like really cares about food waste, or is it something that we're like, nah, that's so
do you
lame.
Waste, do you, are you good or bad with food waste, Chet?
Really? What are we, Ben? Good or bad?
Whoa.
Ben's bad.
Whoa, my
sorry.
God.
That's my boyfriend. I just feel like everyone knows him. Sorry. Okay.
Ben, Ben, are you guys good at...
Bad or good?
Yeah, okay. No, we're
have
not.
You guys had to...
No, we're not. I feel like...
Hang on, have you guys had to do the... Do you guys live in the inner west where you suddenly have to... This is riveting. But...
And if you don't live in the inner west, honestly, fuck off.
But in the inner west, we have just been... I mean, this is, it's tyranny. They've... Do you guys know this? They don't collect your red bins. They collect your red bins every 2 weeks now.
Yeah, joking.
Yeah, every 2 weeks. So
yeah, this because is they want people to minimize their waste.
That's a
yeah.
general garbage bin. So they want you to use your green bin
God.
And your recycling bin.
Yeah, we once said that you can anything you can put in a red bin, you can flush down the toilet. We once said this on the podcast that I stand by.
No.
Ben and I live in the east, and they take our red bin every day. They're like... More waste, more. No, just kidding. So, no, I think we're bad. Ben's the kind of anxious person that, like, you know how when you leave food out just a second too late, he's like, I'm going to get sick. Put it in the bin. Like he's that kind
Ben,
of
guy. Ben, I'm with you. I don't know why. How do you feel about cooking chicken? Do you have...
Oh, he's psycho!
I think you've got
to
do it.
He's a psycho! No, listen to this fucking guy! Yeah. He fucking buys the chicken, right? And then he fucking carves this cunt down. He gets rid of every single piece of fat. Like, he hacks into it. And so more than 50% of the chicken is going in the bin. Yeah. And he
because that's
slivers.
Poison.
No! No, he's a snob. He's a food snob. I'm like,
but
give
Ben,
me a fat.
Are you like, if I don't cook this, like, well enough, I'll kill my family, sort of? Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same. I don't cook chicken. I cook all other kinds of meat. Including.
But you have a family. He just has me.
Yeah.
You know, Ben has a family. He's got parents and stuff.
Oh, right.
No, Chet sort of that. He's just got me.
Before we put Ben Caution more on blast, Jen Carnevale, do you have one for us?
Yes. This? Yes.
Yes.
I do. Yes. Okay, here we go. So, $450 for a one-bedroom nice house and a master suite. It says, I don't really need a roommate, but I would like a girl to live here.
Now this sounds normal.
That was good. Just feeling the entire room react to that.
That's right.
I'd love a little chicky babe around.
Just don't hear people say chicky babes anymore.
Due
to woke, I imagine.
I agree.
Now they say
woke killed chicky babe.
Yeah. Now they just say little lady. Yeah. Just a little lady. Don't worry about being messy or whatever. I have a cleaning lady come twice a month. Drinks fine. No smoking as I just quit. You can do whatever drugs you want in your room. If they're good, you need a share. I'm a professional and barely even here, male, in good shape, attractive, 32 years old, house is furnished, very high-end, pool and hot tub.
Oh,
extra,
my God.
Now, Moses Jenkins might be interested. So let's hear it out.
Extra cars available if you need transportation. I have a Tesla I don't use much.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Yeah.
No biggie.
All you need is a bed and bedroom furniture. Rent is $450. If you're average looking, meaning a 6 out of 10, each point up towards 10, you can subtract $100. So if you
if you're a 10,
you
that's
have to pay
$50 a week rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think you're a 7, $350, 10, you just pay $50.
We can do maths, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. And then it says if you and I or something. What?
Oh my God.
I think it gets cut off at the end.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
But it was probably real normal.
Sincerely,
is that,
Patrick Bateman.
If something's going to happen. Like,
unfortunately, it's cut off, but it starts by saying, if you sit around and eat Doritos with French onion dip and gain 30 pounds. Oh, I can't imagine what he was going to say.
Then that's fine by me. Because that's, frankly, as your landlord, none of my business. All the best.
Wow.
Sounds like a good guy.
I mean, obviously, this guy sucks, but who decides what your rating is out of 10?
He must.
Oh.
So what, it's up to him?
He should have a panel of, like, non-biased...
Yeah.
Like us, for example. Like,
yeah.
We come in, these
cheeky
babes.
Us.
Yeah.
Little lassies.
Yeah.
Just three guys and two Italian cheeky babes.
Yeah. And we go, come in, spin around, what do you feel about Doritos? Yeah.
Let's you're paying 150.
Let's see those feet. Okay.
But it sounds like you have to rate yourself and then cross-reference it.
Yeah, oh, that's so funny.
You walk in like 7.5 and he's like, like.
Yeah. And then you're like, I've got three references that will attest that
is
I am a 7.5.
If he wants to have, like, sex with you.
Yeah.
Or if he just wants a beautiful thing walking around.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think the beautiful thing is way more fucking upsetting. Because heaps of people fuck their roommates. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Everyone went silent.
I mean,
like, my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, now. Oh, now. But, I mean. mean, when you're younger.
We fuck our wives.
I fuck my wife too. No, but like...
In a great big bed and we're very quiet about it.
Except for Hing, who... I think, like, it's creepier to have someone just be like, I just want to admire how you look.
Yeah, or like when he has his horrible friends over, he's like, oh, these are my Bose speakers and this is my, like, all-blue couch, for example. and, you know, that's Lauren. Quite exquisite.
She's an eight.
A feast for the eyes.
I think that's way creepier because if someone just likes their roommate, they're super awkward. Like, do you want to watch a movie? Boo. Like, that's like harmless and fun. Mm. But, like, it's like super upsetting.
The more we talk about this guy, the more I like him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like picturing Silk Robe and he's really old. He's so old. He'll never touch you. He just wants to look and he's got cigars and, like, he's always quaffing a drink.
Yeah. So you think he's classy?
I think he's classy and you walk in and he goes, oh, good grief, you're an angel.
Yeah, I would fucking
you're
live
an
there.
You're an angel who has descended to earth. Perhaps you are Lucifer.
You straight up want to be this guy.
Kind of.
Have you rated your life?
I want to play this guy in a movie, basically. Yeah. I don't want to live as him, but...
Here's my pitch, right? It doesn't say anything in there about you having to be single to live with him.
That's true.
So I think if you're a 10 or whatever, or you're someone he might think is a 10, you go there, you get him to sign the $50 rent contract.
Great.
And then you just spend the whole time having the loudest sex with your partner that you can... Banging on all the walls.
He's there in his robe, jerking off, being like, oh no, I hate this. Oh no.
Sounds like they're working up an appetite in there.
I'll get the dip.
So he's knocking on your door with dip. Baba ganoush.
I feel like I know heaps of comics who would 100% take that offer up for $50.
Totally, $50.
All you had to do was be with your attractive partner and just have some sleazy dude be like, "Have you looked at my Tesla?" Like, I would. Yeah. I'd be fine with that.
Totally.
Like, I'd be like, "Hey, Chris, like, babe, do you want to like?"
Totally.
Well, I just remembered he's 32. Actually, he's not old, so he's like. Do we really think...
Is he
wants
32?
To fuck? Well, yeah, true. Maybe he's not. But he says he's 32. Do you think this is his way of trying to find someone?
Oh, right.
I actually think the theory that he just wants to live in a house with a beautiful woman is worse and more likely.
Mm.
Do you think it could be like the start of a rom-com?
Definitely not.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it could be the start of like a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up, right? Yeah. Yeah. Like he feels nothing. Well, he's like you said, he's like, look at my beautiful possessions. She's just like wheeled out. Like, fuck, no.
You know how like when a rom-com is released, like they are very of the time and then sort of 15 years later, there's always a bunch of think pieces about is this rom-com that we all loved 15 years ago, is it problematic? Should it be cancelled or whatever?
Yeah.
Chet, if you made that rom-com and released it, the day it came out, people be like, this sucks.
I saw an ABC News article, like desperate for an angle, right? They had this story about like this little bookshop getting crushed by like a bigger bookshop. And the angle that they were like, we'll get people to read this by like tying it to something, was like, oh, the classic like you've got mail. Set up defied by this.
Defied.
They proved it wrong because the opposite happened.
I'm pretty sure in You've Got Mail, the big bookshop still wins.
Yeah
maybe. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it does. But he gets to fuck her.
So in a way.
You know. We are rapidly approaching the end of the hour. Do you have one for us?
Yeah, it's a very short one. I picked the shortest one. It's visual, so maybe I should pass it around. But it's... yeah, okay, so it's very short. I'll just read the text and then I'll show everyone the image. For sale, big old KFC bucket.
Yes!
It's like one of those, you know when you'd see an old KFC and the sign outside was like a big bucket?
Okay, yeah.
So it's huge. Big old KFC bucket. Would like to sell. While it's not in good shape, hooked it up to electric, lit up motor to turn it, and it hummed. $1,500. Too much? Go buy another 7 foot tall round chicken bucket. which I love.
That is a master of deals.
It's a great sales pitch. Yeah. That's straight out of Trump's book,
the dream
right?
Yeah. Is to sell something that you can be like, fuck you, if you can find something else, you know?
I mean, it's like classic sales technique is to be like, everyone's going to want this fucking thing, and if you don't buy it, you're a piece of fucking shit. Yeah. I think we should do that with everything we do, even with stand-up.
Really?
Like, just walk on stage.
So true.
Hey, if you don't laugh at this joke, guess what? You're a fucking asshole.
Can I ask about...
So there's the image of you, but you can all imagine it's a big KFC. So,
imagine a bucket, but enormous.
Can you see the top of the bucket? Is there like fiberglass chicken in the top?
Oh,
I don't think they do that.
I very much doubt they go to that.
It's just straight.
Because if you can get inside the bucket, I've just thought about a place you could chuck it.
I was going to say, like, how...
It's opaque. The cops can't touch you when you're in the bucket.
You have to scale a 7-foot pole to get...
It's public yet private. I love it.
Yeah, I think you've absolutely nailed it, Michael.
Mm. Hey, guys, where's Jared? Oh, he's in the bucket again.
Do you think... Where's a place that it would be, like, the perfect accessory?
Probably
if a
KFC.
If I had a house...
No,
really can't go past the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, if I had a house, I'd straight up get it. Like, I went to Long Jetty recently, and someone had thrown out, like, an 8-foot sign that just said Long Jetty Chinese, and, like, Chris and I tried to fit it into my Toyota Corolla. Like, I was like, I want this for the unit. Yeah. I need something to hand down to my children. Like, if I had a house, that I would straight up put that on.
Oh my god! If you could mod that, like, fully mod it into a hot tub.
I was gonna say. I was just thinking that for the boy.
Yes.
Seriously.
Your little one would love
something
that.
Something for the kid.
Yeah.
I would love that. I think he's right. I think that's a great deal. Like, where else are you going to fucking find
one? All right, sub question. If this, like, weird, horny, perverse 32-year-old was like, I also have a giant KFC bucket in my house.
That does complicate things somewhat, doesn't it?
Does it sweeten the deal?
Yeah.
I think so.
It makes him more human and less psychopath, for sure.
Somehow makes him more human.
I think so.
Yeah, dude. I love it.
We are towards the end of the hour, so thank you all so much for coming to this. Does anyone have anything they want to plug to, I guess, this room of about 70 people, and then also, if the recording has worked, potentially tens of thousands more.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You guys want to go?
Oh, can I, instead of plugging something, read you something that I saw on a Facebook group that popped up in my suggested?
Of course.
You're getting kicked out of here in 3 minutes.
Oh, it'll be really great. Hi, guys. I'm an Australian actor that prefers main/lead male roles. However, because I simply love creating, I'm happy with any role with a good amount of lines. Based in Sydney/Canberra, but I'm super open to travelling for any worthwhile projects. I have not a single doubt that I will become one of Australia's greatest actors.
Oh my
Please
God.
Reach out if you have any roles available or are currently casting. Thanks, gang.
What group are you a part of?
I'm not a part of it. It came up in Suggested For You, some like random actors group, and that's it.
He's handsome.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
You seen a photo? The photo's handsome?
Yeah.
Should I show everyone?
He's got a certain charisma.
He's fucking hot,
man. What are you talking about?
Give us a squiz.
He looks how I imagine the
32-year-old. Oh, my God.
Okay, I was going to say, if it was this guy, would you say yes?
No, he looks like a creepy robot.
Yeah,
no,
he looks like...
He doesn't look real.
What's the guy, Bateman?
Patrick Bateman, yeah. He's got that vibe of a guy that would be like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
Yo, you're gonna make me act up. Damn.
He like meets a woman and gets like a face tattoo. And they're like, what's up? Like,
the Post Malone tattoos and shit. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, no, that's
great.
That's my plug. So
Jen, Cam, anything you want to plug?
You have anything you'd like to plug? Look, I'm doing shows next year. So if you just remember, my name is Cameron James. Come and see my show in Sydney. It's a new show. It's a bunch of comedy.
You're doing the full tour, right? So people listening in...
In Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra, Newcastle, Brisbane, Gold Coast, everywhere. I'll be around.
You're going to the Gold Coast?
I've mate.
Yes! Woo!
God's country.
Do you need me to pick you up something? Yeah. Conchetta and I went to Movie World recently. Not recently now, but it feels recent to me still. We went on all the rides.
Yeah. Any good or...?
It's the best place on earth.
It's
There's
truly...
an Austin Powers show in the middle of the day. Where they just come out and dance to the Austin Powers theme song. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
So I'd like to plug my shows and the Austin Powers.
Jen?
Yeah, I have no shows booked in, but if I get my shit together, then I'll do some. So send this here.
Do it. Do it.
Like, I hear
do
that, like, SeaWorld is fun for the whole family if you want to give them a shout out.
No, see, I was really upset when you said you were throwing away food. SeaWorld, don't even start me.
Okay.
No, that was a bit aggressive. I'm so sorry. Same as Cam, yeah. Jen.
Yeah, the Austin Powers
show.
Remember,
Jen, and my last name is Super Woggy, Carnival. Yeah. It's one of the Italians that are you can sing it. And, of course, Austin Powers. Like, why would I? Yeah. Why would I take that away?
Agree. Ben, are you going to talk about the thing that you've got coming up or no?
Is that the several packages I'm sending to academics in the technology field that are going
to... Actually... Fuck, actually. Okay, can everyone here keep it secret? We'll cut this from the podcast.
There's a real beauty there.
Yeah. Anyway, so that'll get cut from the podcast. But if you see, if Dave shoots up a post office anytime soon, you'll know why.
Yeah. Well, thank you to our wonderful guests so much. This was a delight. Oh,
thanks for having us, guys. Read the
paper thank you, Conchetta.
Thanks, everybody.
Jen, thank you, guys. Yes. Having us. And we might do some more of these next year. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, guys.